And so we had kilnings. Mm-hmm. In the morning we unwrap them coals, then we have a kilning, then we blow.
Yeah,
not back no matter them days much.
Right.
And we would blow the fire until it came back fire and the wood be on there hot. Get up and get the hot warm again.
Did you ever use the term lightered? Lightered for starting the fire? Or
oh, no, my
was
no.
It just...
My lighting, I mean in the house?
Hmm?
You mean a light, a lamp? Or...
No, I'm talking still about the fireplace.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Little tiny pieces, even smaller than kindling. Did you ever use anything like that? Or did you just always save the coals?
Well, all we did in them days, Mayor did use something back in my father's day. But all the way, he ought to teach us to get up and he wrap them up.
Right.
And then he have the wood on, sometimes a long stick of wood or two on there, sometimes it'd be fired at the next morning.
What about if you took a spoon or something and you held it over a fire or a candle and it got black stuff on the bottom, what would that black stuff be? Or you can even hold your finger over a candle.
Oh, well, it'd be soot.
Right, that's what I wanted. What do you call, when all the wood is burning down and there's nothing but this powdery stuff left, what is that called?
I would say coals and ashes.
Right. And what about, do you ever call it white?
Right.
Say that for me.
Ever call it white?
No, just say, do you call it,
What
I want to know is, do you ever use the term white for ashes?
White, that's right.
Do you ever use it?
That's right.
You do?
You, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, what are you sitting in right now?
I would say I'm sitting in a chair.
Right, that's what I wanted. What would you call that over there?
I would call it...
That a lot of people could sit on over there.
Yeah, a lot of people. Well, we would call it a goat. It's a different name to them. I thought used to call them a cat tree and a bell post, something like that. You know, I can't call the name so good. But we mostly call them cat tree.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
That's what you'd say?
That's what I would say.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say sofa or divan?
Yeah, I would say a sofa.
You would say so.
I would say
but
so.
But you think settee is more prominent?
More common now.
Uh-huh.
That's right. They in these days, that's what they would say. That's right.
Okay. What about in the bedroom? What? Of course, what's the main piece of furniture in the bedroom?
Well.
What would you have in there?
We would have a bed.
Yeah.
Dresser.
Yeah.
Chair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe have a good drawer to put clothes.
Do you ever say chest of drawers?
That's a drawer. That's what
dresser
I mean.
Drawer?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Do you ever
that's
say door? Do you ever say chest of drawers?
Dresser drawer.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay. All these things that we've been talking about are pieces of what? Pieces of a bed and a couch and a chair and a table are all what?
They're, that's right.
What are they? They are all?
All furniture.
Right, that's what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about when you wanted to keep the sun out of your windows, and keep it dark inside, what did you use?
I'm going to keep the sun.
To keep the sun out, what would you do? Would you